This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I think the anniversary of this is coming up. Yes, February 1, 03. That thing had taken off however long before on a mission. And it got up to space, and then it comes back down. Next thing you know, the space shuttle blew up. What the hell happened? It was common when the space shuttles would take off that when it would, there would be these pieces of foam. Now, when I hear foam, I think of something that's not that destructive. But when you're traveling at 500 miles an hour, that can happen. The edges of the wings in particular, they take a lot of heat when coming back into the atmosphere. And all of the material that they have there is set to handle that and that type of heat of re-entry. But what no one knew at the time, but they could have known, was when they were taking off a piece of foam, like yay big, 2 feet by 1.5 feet, came flying off of one of those tanks, and it hit the edge of the wing. There's even video of it. Video of it that they were able to analyze after the flight took off, like the same day. And this was common on the shuttle missions. There were constant foam strikes. It never led to anything. Occasionally, there'd be a dent here and there, but never a concern. Also, ice might fly off, and the shuttles in the shuttle program had oftentimes endured ice strikes, which you have much more of a chance of damage to the vehicle with an ice strike than you would a foam strike. So they were not concerned. So they see the video and boom, there you go. Now, they said to the folks on the shuttle, hey, there was a foam strike, but we're not worried about it. And no one got eyes on it. Now, had they been able to get eyes on it, like, there was a way to do this. You could have taken a camera and peered at it, like, with one of the arms. Or they could have even done a spacewalk to investigate to make sure that there was a hole in the wing about the size of an opening of a coffee mug. See the bottom of that coffee mug? Mission control is like, it's no problem. Don't worry about it. It hit, but this is not a big deal. It's never happened before. It's fine. Had they been able to investigate and seen the hole, they could have, one, attempted a repair on the shuttle with various means, you know, however they could do it. And there were means that may have worked, but not 100%. But what they also could have done was the Atlantis flight could have taken off because they were preparing another Atlantis flight, and they could have had a rescue mission. They had about 30 days of life support on the Columbia, which would have been enough time for them to have Atlantis take off, have them board Atlantis, and then that would have saved their lives. Or they could have even gone over to the International Space Station and had the people on that do a visual on the goddamn wing to see if there was anything wrong with it. They didn't do any of that shit. And they said, nope, it's fine. And then there was a actual, one of the members of Mission Control put in a petition. Hey, can we get a camera on it just to make sure? And somebody at Mission Control higher up said, nope, you cannot. Why? Because it takes up valuable test time. It's going to interrupt the day's work. So that, my God, holy shit, could have easily have been avoided. So how would you like to be that person that made that decision? Nope, we're not doing it. So that flight's fucked. And they're flying in, and they do the, when you're in orbit, you have to do a burn to get, actually start the craft to start heading down towards the atmosphere and begin reentry. So they do a burn for like 2.5 minutes, and the thing's flying just fine. Fucking A, kicking ass. And then it's time to go down. There's video on the Wikipedia page that shows them the last 7 minutes of conversation in the cockpit, and the fucking thing's getting hot on the outside. And they're like, oh, wow, look at that. It sure is red. It's more red than normal. Oh, my God. Yeah, boy, it sure is hot. Jesus Christ. And then with like 4 minutes, and then the video cuts off. And then that was the last thing that happened. There was still 4 more minutes of flight before they realized anything bad was happening. But what was happening as they were entering, what would have been protecting the wing from heat is allowing heat in. And all of a sudden, these little alarms start going off on the dashboard. And it's like, warning. They don't have any idea, but the wing is compromised. Then the fucking thing starts to yaw, and it's tilting. And they barely notice because the computers on the thing correct it. And it's flying. It's wonky, but it's doing okay. After a period of time, the wing starts falling apart. And now they're going off course. And now it's starting to be more of a steeper drop. And the people on board are realizing, oh, my God. Chris says fucking ABS light and traction control light comes on. So now there's no communication with Mission Control. But they determine that when they found remains, what had happened was so quickly that cockpit started to disintegrate. And so quickly they lost pressure. Because the masks on the bubbles, when that's down, you have a survivability inside of that suit. And that's not saying that they would have survived. They wouldn't. But the damage that was done to each person indicates that they didn't even drop the visor. And one person didn't even have his helmet on. So they were incapacitated by loss of oxygen after the cabin depressurized. And then shortly thereafter, things start falling off of the fucking thing. They're exposed to the elements, and the heat completely mangles them beyond recognition. And then they are re-entering, like, in the free air, in the environment. And then it's going over East Texas and Louisiana, and that shit starts falling all over the place. So within minutes, people are realizing, oh, my God. That's the goddamn shuttle. It's like 9 a.m. and you see all the shit. It's bad. All the streaks, and then shuttle debris starts landing on the ground. 90 minutes later on eBay, swear to God, shuttle parts. People are taking the shuttle parts and selling them on eBay, which is a big problem. NASA and federal investigators immediately go to the areas and start to try to recover pieces of people, and there were pieces of people found. Years later, when water in some reservoir in the area dropped, there was like fucking shuttle pieces in there. Oh my God. They ended up being able to recover a lot of the bits and pieces. NASA offered amnesty to people for shuttle parts so that they wouldn't sell them on eBay. And a great number of people actually did turn them in. And what was interesting, they said, oh, and by the way, also amnesty if you have any Challenger parts from 1986. And people turned in Challenger parts. My God. They ended up doing a few more launches, and then finally they just scuttled the thing. One of the other shuttles, I don't know if it was Endeavor, Discovery, took off. Same fucking deal. Foam hit the goddamn thing, but they went up there with like the fucking Flex Seal and shit like that in case. And they did the whole thing with that strike. All right, let's fly over to the ISS or the International Space Station. And they like, and then they're like doing the roll, you know, in out the window, and all the idiots in the ISS, the International Space Station, are going, all right, yeah, it looks good. All right, it's clear. Yeah, you're fine. Take off. God damn. Chris says, send some Mexicans up in a different shuttle with Flex Seal. Yoda says, it's not a used Miata. You can't caulk the thing back together. Well, that's what I thought. But I don't, let's see. Cause of the accident, possible emergency procedures. You'd be surprised. The NASA discussed potential options that could have saved the crew. It talked about the rescue that I talked about because they had 30 days of supplies. Atlantis launched in March. Had NASA management decided to launch a rescue mission, it talked about that. They talked about the possibility of an on-orbit repair of the left wing. Although there were no materials or adhesives aboard that could have survived reentry. The board researched the effectiveness of literally stuffing materials from the orbiter, crew cabin, or water into the hole. They determined that the best option would have been to harvest tiles from other places on the orbiter, shape them, and then stuff them into the hole. So that's exactly what they were considering doing, the possibility of that exact thing. Given the difficulty of an on-orbit repair and the risk of further damaging the tiles, they determined that the likelihood of a successful on-orbit repair would have been low. But, let's see. They talked about canceling the program. They talked about getting the thing inspected once it did happen and subsequent issues. And how they could have possibly have been able to repair it or get rescued from the folks on the International Space Station. All in all, January of 2004, Bush said, enough! This thing, the juice is not worth the squeeze. Let's let Elon Musk do this shit. All right. Bob says, I'm just glad I got to see a launch before they stopped using the shuttle. It was when the toilet broke on the space station and they took the toilet parts up. I do not recall that. when Yoda World said, it's not a used Miata. You can't just caulk the thing back together. Jeremy said, not with that attitude. Stop being a don't be and try being a do be. Didn't you guys see that film, Apollo 13? When they're up there dying. And then Gary Sinise comes in and goes, all right, here, see all this shit? And he throws it on the table. That's what's up there. Make them a life support system. And they got like a tin can and a slinky and a rubber. Chris says that the attitude adjustment is what I am sorely lacking when it comes to the Detroit Lions. Yeah, I don't know about that. It's unfortunate that it's going to go the way it is. But on a Tuesday morning after the Monday night loss, Detroit will be 13-3. And Lions fans, you'll all be scratching your heads. As much as I don't want that loss to happen, it will happen. Two things will be going on Tuesday. Lions fans will be upset, and I'll be smiling because I've got $1.150 billion to fuck around with. That's a fact. Chris calls me a stick in the mud, and then he refers to me as Joe. Yeah, but I'm basing it on logic, and I still want the Lions to win, you dick. You dumb fucking poverty Thor. Tophus said injuries did the Lions in. I mean, people should just use logic for one fucking second. Exactly. They played a shitty team against the Bears. They played a good game against the shitty Bears. And you know, even though San Francisco's not that good, Lions are too injured. No more wins this year. We'll try again next year. Wrap your mind around that, and that's the end of it. Are you suggesting that if the Lions went out, I do some type of stunt, some type of thing to pay off a some type of, I don't know, challenge? Aram says, I guess Eric isn't going to start wearing Lions gear until they start winning again. I will tell you today, you brought that up yesterday, but today I actually did. I grabbed the blue and I went, no way. I'm not doing that. I'm going with my not Lions gear. And there was two hoodies. I had to move two hoodies to the side. I'm going to keep doing it like this. Now listen, you got to understand something, idiots. If they win, I'm going to be even more intense about them losing to the Vikings. And if they beat the Vikings, morons, I'm going to be even more intense about them losing in the playoffs. And if they win in the playoffs, I'm going to be the most intense about them losing the Super Bowl. What do you think this is called, dickheads? This is reverse psychology. I can't believe how dumb you people are. Linda says, I hate you. Look, if the Lions win, I deserve to celebrate more than all of you. All right? I've been rooting for them longer than you have. Hold that thought. I've got to show some. I got to show you something. Don't move. This is my show and tell. This is a gift that was given to me of from 1980. This is right after I started liking the Lions. It's dated September 22nd, 1980. Their first game of that season was early in the month. That was the game I watched when I fell in love with the Lions. I was 10 years, 2 months old. All right? This is the running back, Billy Sims. He only played a handful of years, and then his knee got destroyed. Chris says, audio listeners love this part. Shut the fuck up and listen for once, Thor. This is how far back I go. One more thing. I've showed you this before. This only comes out for special occasions. It came out last year in the NFC Championship game. This is Billy Sims' jersey. This is an authentic NFL jersey. And you know what's great about this jersey? My favorite part about this jersey? Fucking Billy signed it. Billy Sims, 78 Heisman, 1978. 1980 ROY. He wrote that. Rookie of year. And then there's this little sticker on the bottom with like a number on it that says authentic. It's been worn once. It only comes out for special, special occasions. If, by chance, the Lions are in the Super Bowl, I'm wearing that. All right? And if they win, I deserve this more than all of you scumbags. The kicker for the team at the time was Eddie Murray. He was a rookie the same year Billy Sims was. The fact that I got to meet him last Sunday, oh, I was like, oh my God. It's like meeting a god. All right, so I'm not going to be wearing that this year because they're going to lose. So I don't want to hear any more nonsense about whether I'm like, your attitude. They're not going to win. My God. Let me ask you this. I have another story I want to get to. I need to put this in a safe spot. Sorry. Stand by.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs. Entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the city of Warren. Tension in the city of Warren. Oops. Oh, O'Neill's coming in. I got to close that door because Pooh Bear's sleeping.
What?
There's like 15 high schools in the city of Warren. And one of them is Fitzgerald. And the superintendent of schools at the Fitzgerald Public Schools in Warren, she saw her friend who is the food services director. Like, she's the lady who's in charge of determining, like, what's on the school menu. She's like the super lunch lady. Well, I guess the superintendent is well aware that the food services director is has great pot that they can smoke. So she said, hey, you want to go smoke some pot? Yeah, all right. And so they jumped in their car and they went across the street. And school's in session and they're in the car smoking pot. And then the cops, and then I guess, I don't know what the fuck, the details are, I'll play it for you in a second. They ended up getting busted when they had gone their separate ways, like right there though. Like, hey, I'll see you later. Shuts the door, goes in her car. Cops show up and the superintendent is stoned and she's in trouble for driving under the influence. And I guess one of them had like a fucking shotgun in her car. So now everybody's freaking out by this. And the attorney for one of these two chicks that were smoking were like, it was more than 1,000. We got to determine if they were more or less than 1,000 feet away from the school. Because if it was more or less than 1,000 feet, then it wasn't in a gun-free zone. And we don't know what they were. It's all such a crazy lawyer shit. This lawyer has his work cut out for him, to be sure. So let's get into this. You know that in this day and age, everybody's going to lose their mind about this. Okay?
Switching gears, the superintendent of Warren Fitzgerald Schools is under fire tonight. She and the food services director are accused of smoking marijuana during school hours. Both of the women appeared in court today to face a judge. 7 News Detroit reporter Randy Wimbley was there and is sharing the reactions from parents in Warren.
Yeah, police say the pair was smoking marijuana in this plaza right across the street from the district's administration building. They both drove off in separate vehicles. The superintendent is said to have had a hunting rifle in her car. That other district official, her underage niece.
I forgot that part. Okay.
Stange, Ms. Carroll, anything about the allegations you want to share?
The Warren Fitzgerald School
I like her hair.
Officials kept mum while leaving court. Superintendent Holly Stange and Food Services Director Amanda Carroll faced a judge Monday on a trio of charges. Stange is accused of operating a vehicle while intoxicated, possessing a weapon in a weapon-free zone, and having marijuana on school grounds. That last charge is a 2-year felony.
You're making a claim that there was marijuana consumed near a school property.
This is that lawyer.
Okay, so they got to show that it was actually marijuana and that it was within 1,000 feet. And as to the weapons count, we're talking about a hunting rifle, perhaps. Not like a concealed weapon, not a machine gun.
Dr. Booker, knee-jerk reaction hearing about these allegations.
This should be the reaction. Yeah, don't get caught anymore, asshole. Okay? I don't even give a shit if you got the hunting rifle in there. I don't even give a shit if your niece is in there smoking it with you. Don't get caught anymore, you dumb cock.
Knee-jerk reaction hearing about these allegations.
Very disheartening, to say the least. Unfortunately, you know, some of the things that we've heard in the news have not been something that we didn't know about, we being the community.
Dr. Jaja Booker has children in the Fitzgerald School District.
I'm hoping that these events and allegations can help us kind of move forward into a more positive direction.
Okay, she's saying, I hope we fire these people. Hope these allegations cause us to move forward.
For our school district.
Those tears from the cold or based upon what's happening here?
You know, unfortunately both. Because again, this is unfortunate for our community.
Is she like free beer? This is a female black version of free beer. Black beer.
No community wants to be seen in this particular light, right? You know, all of the.
She better not be crying because somebody smoked some pot. I like her eyebrows, though.
Positive things that are happening here with our kids and in our school district, you know, our system. There's a lot of great things happening, and it's unfortunate that we're being seen in this light.
Carol is accused of having marijuana on school grounds, operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, second defense, and OWI with a minor in tow. Stange was previously cited for texting and driving. In the letter to parents, school board president Julia Yokel stated the board voted unanimously to place Stange.
Julia Yokel? As in local Yokel?
Intoxicated, second defense, and OWI with a minor in tow. Stange was previously cited for texting and driving.
And eating.
In the letter to parents, school board president Julia Yokel stated the board voted unanimously to place Stange and Carol on leave effective immediately, pending its internal review.
As a longtime community advocate for this school area and as county commissioner-elect, and also someone who's really advocated for responsible gun ownership as a gun owner myself, this is a prime example of what we do not want to see in our community, and we expect much greater from our leaders and those that are responsible.
Yeah, she's the food services director, and she had a hunting rifle in the car. Come on.
For our children.
Now, Stange and Carol are due back in court January 2nd. The district says it's already started the process of finding replacements for both of them. In Warren, I'm Randy Wimbley, 7 News Detroit.
Okay, Randy, thank you so much for that report.
I mean, I get it, but seriously. God damn. Linda says to that last guy, talk yourself up more, dude. Donna Dan says, hilarious. And did you hear second offense? It's not her first time. Yeah, well, there's no question that that's a bad habit to fall into. But my God, what a giant deal they're making of this. Yoda World says, yeah, it's just a, I don't know what that means. 7.62 times 51 hunting rifle, not a 22 or a 9mm. What's the big deal? Yeah, you guys, I don't know. I think that's, I don't know why I'm so easygoing on this. I can't get behind just ending these people's career. Maybe they were assholes and really hard to work with, and they kind of like set them up. Now that I could get behind. Cole says everyone should have a gun in their car. This is America. I've got a shotgun in my car that my truck that I have not yet gotten out, and it's been in there for like 3 months. And I was looking for my shotgun the other day because my grandson came out. I go, where the fuck is that thing? I'm like, oh. And then shortly, I remember Madison had called me, and she called me and said, Dad! What, honey? I've had Jimmy John's. There's a got in your car because she had to borrow my truck. What am I gonna do? I go, don't touch it, leave it, go get your fucking food. That's what you do. Well, I'm driving around with a gun. I go, you'll be fine, it's not gonna go off. Just come home, give me the truck. She's like all scared. I mean, the fuck. Kenny says, how does Maddie survive every day of life? Who knew? Who knew that the DS case incident was going to be like the norm? I mean, that the losing of the DS case was basically setting me up for the future. I just got a warning that I need to call Pooh Bear because I think there's some activity going on talk to her about as we speak. Hello? Yeah, hello, is this Pooh Bear?
It is.
Hang on a second, I gotta adjust my high-tech phone setup. I thought I heard some noise coming out of the bedroom. Is something going on?
Do you hear this? Oh, I'm downstairs now. And I let her outside, and I gave her a treat, and she's still doing this.
Is she with you right now?
Can you hear?
Yeah, go to where she is. I want to. Is she like upstairs in the bedroom?
No, she's downstairs.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. She's sitting on that mat by the back door. Not by the pool door, the garage door.
Well, I think she has to go to the bathroom.
I did. I just let her out.
Oh.
And I gave her a treat.
Maybe she has to poo. Well, did she poo?
I don't know. She pooed earlier. I know that because I watched her poo.
Yeah, sometimes you got to, like, put a leash on her and go walk, like, three doors down. And then that gives her an opportunity, and it kind of resets her.
Yeah. Is that true? Okay. Well, I guess I have to go walk three doors down.
Yeah, that's a regular thing here. When you're not here, that happens quite regularly.
Yeah, that's because you spoil her. See, you can't. You set a precedent, and then now everything has to be a certain way.
Did you say set a precedent?
Precedence.
Oh. Sounded like you said president.
No. Precedence, right? That's right, right?
Yeah.
Precedent?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have a problem if the dog wants to go take a little stroll. What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, but it's just kind of inconvenience at times. She's kind of spoiled.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to go walk her, take her for a little stroll.
Can you say the word cracker?
Say the word what?
Cracker.
Cracker?
Yeah.
Like a graham cracker or a saltine cracker?
Yeah, graham cracker. Say graham cracker.
Graham cracker.
Say crazy Christmas graham crackers.
Crazy Christmas graham cracker.
You might have crispy R's.
I have crispy R's. Okay, I gotta go. Bye.
All right, love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
That might have been a revelation. I didn't see that coming. Molly is the one who said that. She said she has crispy R's. And I went, huh? I saw that. I saw that you wrote that, Molly. And I go, all right. Say graham cracker.
Graham cracker.
More than one of you thinks that she might be a little bit dishonest, like with the horn honking incident. Tofus says you will never unhear the crispy R's. That's true. I mean, like with Chris's better half, Kristen, when she says cracker like that, I'm like, oh, my God. Everyone in the chat thinks she honked the horn on that day. And I'll tell you right now, she will deny till she dies. She will fight you nonstop. And even if I catch her doing it, she is fully capable of that. All right. So I try not to give her the opportunity to make up stories. Everybody in this fucking house is a liar. All right. They are. They'll do anything to keep the truth from me. There is not one person in this house who doesn't lie through their fucking teeth. Aaron makes a great point. The damage to Hot Wings' truck was a huge cover-up. It might have been. As years have gone on, I don't put it by these scumbags. Tyler says, even easy, he lies about phone calls. That is bullshit. You're a fucker. I haven't lied. Well, I can't remember the last time I lied. At least 5 decades ago. Chris says, wait, she fucked up Hot Wings truck. Yeah, that goes way back. You were probably like a teenager. Fucking Hot Wings comes over and parks a truck in the driveway. And we go to radio camp. We come back, there's a dent in the truck. What happened to the truck? No one knows. He goes, it wasn't there when I left. I go, all right, well, I'll get to the bottom of it. Talk to everybody, Jim, Jack, Madison, individually and together. And I got the same story from all of them. And as time has passed, I think perhaps she huddled them up and she said, okay, we need to create a story. What is the story? Just say you didn't do it. My God. Bob says, pull up the audio of her hitting the horn. I swear I heard the reach of her hand hitting the horn right before the beep. You heard the reach of the hand? How does one hear the reach of the hand? Well, either way. Thanks to Chris D, Poverty Thor, for sending along some clips via Messenger, not Messenger, direct message on X. Quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Jameis Winston. I think, okay, every time he does anything, he acts like this. In this case, he's eating Popeye's chicken. And he, I guess he thinks this is funny or something.
P-O-P-E-Y-E-S. That's seven letters. Seven letters. And one represents an excellent, delicious wing flavor. Popeyes is the official wing of watching football. Let's eat one. Let's eat some wings.
Okay, so there's that.
Together.
Obviously an ad. The thing is, though, and he's just being silly, when he is trying to pump up the team before the game, he delivers his what he wants to say in the same style. And so, to me, it seems extra phony anytime he speaks. So he's actually trying to be serious and tell these guys, like, hey, let's get fired up and win the football game. If I'm the rest of the team and the team leader is acting like a jackass, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to hear you. Just shut the fuck up. I like this guy, though. Xavier Leggett, we featured him before. He's a guy for the shitty Carolina Panthers. He's a receiver. And they love him because he's like this homespun dude who talks about eating raccoon. And he's got a crazy accent. It's somewhere in the middle of country, Cajun, Virginian, and black. And this is what you get.
I got some right now. Sorry.
Talking about raccoon. Where do you have any raccoon to eat?
I got some right now. Sorry.
So the people
want to
know how you're a picky eater when you eat coon.
I mean, I don't eat the bell peppers and all that issue stuff like this. So
he's talking about being a picky eater when he eats coon. And it's the reason why he goes, yeah, I'm picky. I don't eat the bell peppers and the onions. And they're like, wait, what?
How you a picky eater when you eat coon?
I mean, I don't eat the bell peppers and all that issue stuff like this. So anything that's exotic, this stuff is too exotic.
He's got a cowboy hat there in his locker. Of course.
The bell peppers?
Yeah, the bell peppers are what's exotic?
Yeah, that's exotic. The coon is regular. I mean, I've been eating that since I came out.
So what'd you have for Christmas?
I had some coon. I bought some with me today, too.
Where is
some
it?
What?
Let me see it.
You know what?
He bought coon.
I already gave it to
you. Stop playing.
They're for me.
Okay, so that's raccoon. It looks to be shredded meat of some type.
That's what it looks like?
Wait, really?
Can we take a picture of that?
Well, y'all is crazy.
It looks it looks weird.
It doesn't look like, that's not what I expected.
I thought it to be in clumps. Did you smell it, Kevin?
Yeah.
Have you thought about it?
Can you not put your nose near that man's food?
Okay, yeah, I just brought it with me that morning. Okay, I had it in the fridge.
Wait.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so I think what I'm learning here is they're just fascinated with this guy. And I am too. But I think all of these women reporters, they gather around him because they find him really, really charming. Yoda World says, did he say peppers and onions are too exotic? Yeah, they want to take a picture of it because they're acting like a carnival freak right now. Oh. David says he's simple. I don't know if he's simple. Yesterday was, it was either yesterday or the day before. I don't know. There's some stupid bowl game in Detroit that nobody goes to. And the running back for Pittsburgh is Jules Goff. And they start chanting Jared Goff.
Well, the front seven has been really good. They've got a lot of experience, and those linebackers are terrific. It's that, you're right, the back end has been an area of concern.
I love the Jared Goff chants. At the hockey games, they break out all the time. And the hockey people that work with me in the booth don't. They're always like, it's a fucking hockey game. What's a big deal? It's like, well, he's a cultural phenomenon. Come on now. Give me a break. Crowds like it. It's fun. Lighten up a little bit. Hockey, what's your face? Okay. As always, the sponsors, Green Medicine Shop. Please consider getting your cannabis at Green Medicine Shop. Online at thegreenmedicineshop.com. They are in Greenville, Michigan. You have to go to the facility and buy. Rec, 21 and up, cannabis. They just started selling that. They just got their license for that. Prior to that, they sold only medicinal, which is the same, but you have to have a specific license to get it. So if you're under 21, you still want cannabis, you can't get recreational cannabis, but you can get medicinal cannabis. 18 to 21 with a med card. You can get the med card at thegreenmedicineshop.com. They are open Monday through Sunday, every day of the week, until 9 p.m. Cannabis sales stop at 8:45 p.m. sharp. They have a pharmacist on hand if you have any questions about what you're getting yourself into. Some people are just what's known as canna curious. And you can go there, ask the questions that you want, and have at it. Now, some of you already have a shop that you go to. I realize that. And in Greenville, that's kind of maybe off the beaten path for you. At least make one trip to Green Medicine Shop and mention me. And then hopefully they'll become your go-to shop because they do an outstanding job. I don't smoke, but what the hell. I know a fine business when I see one, and they really cater especially hard to their customers, making sure that you get everything you want at Green Medicine Shop online with thegreenmedicineshop.com. All right. Also, thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Get into your mortgage. Buy now, refinance later from anywhere in the U.S., 231-332-6505. Get started today. When it comes to health insurance or life insurance or Medicare or Social Security, there is one expert who can help you with everything, and that is Frank Fuss. Frank can be found at buyinsurancehere.com. Insurance should be a priority for you, whether it's life insurance or health care, and Frank can help you every step of the way. Best part, you don't pay him for his services, just his expertise is all you're interested in, and the insurance companies pay him. So it's win-win. Reach out at buyinsurancehere.com. One of these days, I'll get a haircut at King's Room Barbershop. I go to one of three locations, Wyoming, Northland Drive, or Caledonia. Get more information at kingsroom.net. They've been cutting hair for more than 50 years, and you should try out King's Room Barbershop, especially if you go to Sport Clips or Jude's or Lady Jane's or Zach's Barbershop. Head over to King's Room Barbershop and try them out, and please mention me. So if you're a guy or a chick who likes short hair, get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. And finally today, A&E Heating and Cooling. 616-516-8579. If you need a new furnace, I know Josh in Borculo needs a new one. He reached out to me. I go, yeah, just call Joe. He'll take care of you. 616-516-8579. Whether you need a new furnace or repairing the one that you have, or perhaps some preventative maintenance with a tune-up, they do all that for you. 616-516-8579. And remember, A&E Heating and Cooling. If you need an after-hours service call, they can help with that. All right. Okay. It is now time for the asshole of the day. Chris with Eric, are you still doing a Patreon even though tomorrow is your Christmas? Heard you may be resting. What are you, Kenny? Take a day off, easy. You need it. Shut up. Let me have fun. Why can't I have fun? Linda makes up some concoction with Eric is asshole today for owning a Billy Sims jersey, but being a horrible Lions fan. That's ridiculous. I'm the best Lions fan. I'm better than you, you hag. Good God. Yesterday I was the asshole today. I will not be it today. Okay. The asshole of the day today. Based on what we talked about today, is the guy who invented Kwanzaa, Milana Karenga. He's still alive today. He's 83. He's the guy who stuck a soldering iron in some chick's mouth and went to prison for felony assault. That's the guy that invented Kwanzaa. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. If I don't get you on the Patreon, I will talk to you on Monday with more hijinks and hilarity. I hope. That's always the goal. I hope I get it more than I don't. If you want more podcasting, consider signing up for the Patreon, patreon.com/Erickson. Email me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzancho.com. Have a great day, folks. Bye-bye.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.